Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When you listen to rich people like Cuban and all these guys talk about, you know, their favorite memories, it's always the come up. It's never like, well, last night I was hanging out with Jeff Bezos and he offered to blow me. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Nobody gives a fuck. It's like, or we're sitting in his luxury box and we're just like shooting shit and like, oh yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah.
They always talk about the grind and how hard they work to come up, because that's when you face the most adversity. That's when you test yourself. You see if you're any good at what you're doing. You push yourself, mm-hmm. and then you see results. And that's, I think, the key to the whole game. I think that's the most fun part.
Hello, welcome back to Shit That Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo.
What's up, it's Iceman.
And we are, I think this is the episode, I don't know, we're in Halloween month, so I'm wearing cat ears, because would it even be Halloween month if I wasn't a cat at least once?
No, you were already a cat in our house a couple times.
Yeah, and many times I'm a cat, but especially during Halloween month. Yes. If you go back and watch previous podcast episodes.
Look at the footage.
It is truth.
Look at the footage.
It is facts. It is real facts.
Google it.
Anyway, happy Halloween month for those who celebrate. If not, then happy end of summer, start of fall equinox.
A friend maybe. Of ours was telling somebody that they have cool nails for Halloween, and then they just said, they just looked at her and went, I don't celebrate Halloween. It was like, whoa.
Just because they were orange.
Just because they're orange tipped.
I mean, they look like, I mean, happy October nails.
Yeah, then. I mean, what do you want? Whatever. What do you want from me?
Yeah. Well, anyway, usually we have like some sort of Halloween themed episode planned, but we've been doing so many like parallel universe, aliens, murder yeah. episodes that today we're just doing a Q&A. But what could be scarier than being confused about life?
That's a fact.
So today we are answering your questions that you have submitted to podcast@nikki.limo. If you would like to submit a question, we'll answer anything. It's like an ask us anything yep. type of episode. So you could ask us anything and we may or may not answer it, but we probably will. podcast@nikki.limo is the email address you can send those to. There'll be a link in the description, or it'll just be in the description if you want to reference it. Also check out our Patreon, because we take Patreon questions before all other questions. So patreon.com/sticky, STIKKI. It helps support the show. And also we like to hang out there, do Discord. There's
Nikki just did a poker 101.
I did.
Live show. That was very fun.
That was really fun.
I do a show every Tuesday night called Crypto Corner, where I walk through all the latest crypto happenings and all my favorite moves to make. And it's always a blast.
And we do a monthly live stream where we play a game, drink, do all kinds of stuff. So there's that. But we're going to jump into these questions. Again, we are not experts at anything. So if you take our advice, that's on you. But we will try to answer to the best of our abilities. Okay. This one is from Patreon. Like I said, you get first dibs on these episodes if you are a patron. So hello again, Queen Nikki and Crypto King Steve.
That's right.
Hello.
You're goddamn right.
Last time I submitted a question was last March, and it was about my pettiness, giving my husband silent treatment for days, and my difficulty in expressing my feelings without crying every time. I started seeing a therapist weekly since then, and I feel like I am in a better state of mind and have learned to be more compassionate with myself and hence with others. I have learned to mostly let go of anxiety over things outside of my control and establishing healthy boundaries with my mom, which are very necessary. I feel like I have done a lot of growing in the last few months and feel more confident. With that being said, the one thing I'm still not confident about is making a career change. As much as I like my job in science field and have I have reached my full potential there and there's no opportunity to advance. I'm looking for something different, perhaps in the creative field. I love painting, designing, etc., but the thought of putting myself out there and doing interviews again makes me so nervous. It is definitely a fear of rejection and lack of confidence when it comes to upselling my talents. I tell myself that the worst that can happen is other employers say no, but I'll still have my stable job in the meantime and should feel no pressure. Still, I can't seem to take that step towards finding a new career, even though I keep dreaming about it lately. TIA, feel free to give me a nickname of your choice. I think TIA is thanks in advance.
Oh,
I was like, or did she mean to call me Tia, like an auntie?
Oh, no, she has a TIA. That's too bad. I hope it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, they often do.
No.
Okay, well, thanks in advance is the acronym there. Okay, well, cute nickname. Your nickname is Cute Nickname.
Oh, that's
cute. So thanks, Cute Nickname, for writing in. Okay, career changes are big. They should induce anxiety. I mean, maybe not should, but they do. It's very natural to feel a lot of anxiety whenever a big change comes, right?
But how cool is it that she knows what she wants to do?
I know.
That's really cool. Like
even the clarity of...
A lot of people don't know what they want to do. So they get stuck because they don't even know what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they spin their wheels with that. But you don't have to spin your wheels about that. You're just afraid of the next leap.
Yeah.
So you have a huge advantage when it comes to this topic.
Yes.
I would make a game out of it, frankly. I think if you can meme anything, take it less seriously.
Yes.
You will have more fun doing it because you don't need it to happen. It just would be funny if it happened, or fun if it happened.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you need to keep that joy of doing it, mm-hmm. right? Like, it can't be this huge pressure of like, I have to perform well or else this isn't going to work. It's just, then you're right. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's not going to work. You have to keep that joy of doing it. I think the best way is exactly how you describe, where you're telling yourself, you know, well, I'll still have my job in science. Like if it doesn't work out, right? So
exactly.
Take all that pressure off. And I know you know that, but then she's asking like, how do I take the pressure off? And how would you make a game out of it?
Well, I'd like to I like memes.
Yeah.
So I like GIFs and memes and silly things. And so the, you know, good example, recently took a pretty big L in crypto,
mm-hmm.
and one of my favorite things to do is joke about it because it, like, it's just fun to, like, go, yeah, well, can't wait to do it again, can't wait to get wrecked again, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's not that serious, even though, like, what happened sucked, but it's still not that serious because it's, like, I have the confidence of knowing that I'm going to do it again, hashtag I'm going to do it again,
yeah.
But I also know that it sucked, but it's, like, so it's like, not only am I going to do it again, but I'm going to get wrecked again.
Yeah.
Even though I, you know, do I really think I'm going to get wrecked again? I don't think that I will. But it's just, it just makes it more fun.
To make fun of yourself.
To make fun
almost.
Of all of it. Yeah exactly. And not take it too seriously.
I think that's what, you know, we do through comedy too. Is
have
like
to.
You take things that are dark, things that feel bad, things that are heavy, and you turn them into light. Right?
Always has been my thing. Yeah.
So whenever there's a thing that feels that way, like, it's okay for it to feel that way. Then what are you going to do about that feeling? You got to turn it into light somehow, like making it into a game, make it into a joke, make it into something. Like, if you're an observer of yourself, like, this girl is going from, like, this is you talking about you as in the third person, basically, like, this girl is a scientist, like, knows all this mad, crazy, cool science stuff and is going to go paint stuff. And then it works out for her.
Yeah, exactly. It's hilarious. She's gonna
paint stuff for a living. I paint stuff for a living.
It's like, yeah, I threw away my career and now I paint shit.
Yeah,
but like, that's,
and I love it.
But it's funny because like, you can make that happen, and that can be your reality, like something that funny.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, because if you've listened to the show for any amount of time, I always talk about how Nikki is my sitcom wife because I never know what she's going to do next. And like this past year has been like sitcom wife gets really good at poker and like crushes it. And like, you know, publicly crushes it. And everyone's like, yo, what the fuck is up with Nikki? How come she won? How come she final table of the World Series of Poker? And I'm like, because it's funny.
Because it's funny. Because
it's funny.
And it's really funny that like I went on a losing streak after that.
It's funny, know? Exactly.
Like, and it's not, just, even that's funny to me. Like, I don't think it's permanent. There's
it's not
no
that
permanence.
Serious.
It's not serious.
It's never that serious. When you won, it wasn't that serious. When you entered a losing streak, it's not that serious.
Yeah, because it's all experience. It's all fun. Fall in love with the experiences exactly. that you're having during the figuring it out process.
The joy and glory of the climb, yeah. please.
Yeah, because that really is the win. Because I know it's such a cliche, like, success is in the journey, right? But it really is, because you, like, imagine climbing a mountain. Okay, yeah, you're climbing, and you're like, because that top of the mountain is going to feel so great. Well, you get to the top of the mountain, you don't stay there. Like, you're, like, no one gets to the top of the mountain and goes, okay, and I live here
I'm
now.
Living here.
Yeah. It's like you get like, that moment and it's fleeting.
You get to go to sometimes, hey, when the astronauts went to the moon, did they hang out on the moon? No, they got the fuck out of there because you can't live on the moon.
You can't
and
live
that's something
there.
That I discovered recently with crypto. You cannot live on the moon. You can go to the moon, and God damn it, did I ever.
Then you got to get off the moon.
But human beings aren't supposed to live in space.
Yeah.
Your spacesuit only lasts for so long. There's radiation. It's not a good environment for human beings.
So where was the fun part? It was the getting there, right?
I'm telling
it was
you.
All the stuff that went into, like, I don't know if I'm going to get there. I don't know. And then you get there and you're like, holy shit, I got there.
The work is the most fun part. Like this part of, like, you know, not to relate everything to crypto, but like it really works for me right now. It's clicking. Like, this is the fun part. This is where I get to do it again and get to, you know, lay the road that I'm going to go 100 fucking miles an hour to the moon in. But this time, I'm coming home.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the whole thing. But like, you know, when you listen to rich people like Cuban and all these guys talk about, you know, their favorite memories, it's always the come up. It's never like, well, last night I was hanging out with Jeff Bezos and he offered to blow me. Like, you know what I mean? Nobody gives a fuck. It's like, or we were sitting in his luxury box and we're just like shooting shit and like, oh yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah.
They always talk about the grind and how hard they work to come up, because that's when you face the most adversity. That's when you test yourself. You see if you're any good at what you're doing. You push yourself and then you see results. And that's, I think, the key to the whole game. I think that's the most fun part.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I even think that everything's a metaphor too. Like, on a grander scale, I've come to the... I think that, like, if we do reincarnate, like, if that's what, like, we choose to come here or whatever, it's the same shit. Like, we do it for to see if we can achieve something for the contrast of feelings, you know,
that.
Of getting there.
I 100,000% believe that.
I think that's so fun. Anyway, I'm excited for you.
Legit.
Know? Because you knowing that you still have this career in science, if it doesn't work out, it's like that's. You have like a little cushion, like you have a net there. You can go
good.
Walk the tightrope and know that there's a net there that can catch you in case you fall. And you could choose to go try it again.
You already have experience that nobody can take away from you.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you have basketball skills and you're close to 40 and you haven't made the team.
Yeah.
You know, that's different. Like, you have something that they can't take from you.
Yeah, you know, someone explained to me one time, a much older, wiser person that I respect, I was worried, I was in my mid-20s or maybe like, I don't know, late 20s, I can't remember, but it's funny because I go through the same patterns all the time, but I was at this place where, like, I was in a transition and I wasn't sure, like, I didn't know if I was going to make it. I was so scared of falling all the way back to where I started, which was like barely being able to pay my rent, working a bunch of waitressing jobs, like, you know, struggling a lot, struggle bus city. I had gotten to a point and my lifestyle was at a point where I was scared of losing it. And they were like, look, you can't go back all the way back to the beginning. Like, you have too many things that you built. Like, you built too many skills. You achieved too many things in the interim that protect you from falling all the way back. It's like chutes and ladders. He's like, when you're playing the game of chutes and ladders, you go on this board, but you're never going to hit the slide, the chute that drops you all the way back to the beginning. You're not going to, you pass that one. Like, you don't have that one. You can fall back a little bit. Like, you can hit a chute that takes you back a little bit, maybe to a place where you're like, damn it, I don't want to be back here. But you won't go all the way back to the beginning. And that thought is comforting. You know, can you promise that? No, but like, it's, I think it's true. I don't know anyone that goes all the way back to the beginning. So rest easy in that. You've done enough stuff. You put in the work. You've done enough, you've earned enough credit and skills that you won't fall back all the way to the beginning.
You might belly flop. You won't fall flat on your face. How about that?
How's about that?
Belly flops hurt though, but like for a couple seconds.
Pussy. I'll belly flop all day.
No, you don't.
It doesn't hurt at all.
No, you don't.
You don't know me.
When you jumped in, when you cold plunged earlier, did you belly flop or did you pencil in?
You didn't see, so.
You penciled in, I bet.
I could say whatever I want.
Yeah, right.
I could say whatever I want. You didn't see it. Did it happen?
Did you?
Yep.
You didn't belly flop.
I did.
You know what? I did.
I did.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you.
It's like I'm listening to Nikki's audiobook right now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, and then he says, did you? And I said, you know what? I did.
And sometimes we belly flop in life, you know?
That's right.
And if no one saw it, did it happen? Thank you.
I don't know what this is. Moving on to the next question.
The next question is titled, need help with feelings, with the feelings. Is love still there? Okay, here we go, everybody. Indeed. Get your tea ready. Hi, Nikki and Steve. If you're reading this out loud, please keep my name anonymous. I'll start off first with some compliments. Yay! Anonymous name. What do we got for this person?
Bart Simpson.
Bart Simpson. Thank you for your...
Thank you, Bart Simpson.
Thank you for the email. Nikki, I've been following you around for 7 years now. Oh, my goodness. Stalker. Just kidding.
Steve, I've been forced to listen to you.
I was immediately drawn to your vlogs and admired how confident and real you were, showing us a more realistic and authentic look into your real life as you are unapologetically yourself. Also, I love how we are both into Eminem and for the same reason, being able to relate to his music at the most relevant times. That's awesome. Beautiful. Thank you so much for watching. Yeah, I do feel like I have always been the most myself on my vlog channel. I started it, and you know what? I started it for just what we were talking about, like, because it was just a whatever, like a throwaway. Like,
agreed.
I didn't like how I know a lot of vloggers, okay? And at the time, I knew like the most famous vloggers, and a lot of them planned out their life for the content.
Always.
And I hated that. I just like wanted someone to be like, just show me something real, you know?
What's your real life like?
Yeah. What is your real life like? Because it's almost like they were insecure about their real life not being interesting enough.
Yeah.
And at times, I will tell you on my vlog channel, I worry about not being interesting enough. I'm like, is this shit boring? Like, I mean, to me, sometimes I think it's boring as fuck. But then I realize that so many people don't live this life that I think is repetitive, and then I might go look at someone's life that's like doing taxes all day, and I'm like, well, that's interesting. I didn't know like what I don't even know what a water cooler office looks like. You know,
I don't know.
There's some things that are, I just think that we take for granted as we think they're boring in our lives, but they're actually pretty interesting. Anyway, I just wanted to see if I just did a really raw view of my life, like just to document it for myself, if there was any like validity to a real life. So I'm glad you liked it. Thank you. And also, fuck yeah, Eminem. Steve, I've been subscribed to your channel since before JK News. Look at that, OG fan. I found your channel hilarious, but didn't really get to understand or know you until you joined JK News. Careful, boys. Hell yeah.
Let's go.
I do strangely remember other content creators talking about you and other mentions of how awesome you are in their channel, SourceFed. I really love how great you are at communicating and love your unbiased and non-judgmental takes when you're on JK News, especially when you have guests on.
Oh, thank you. That's awesome.
That is very you. I could go on and on and let you guys know how much I admire you both, but it would take up the rest of your day, and honestly, it might creep you both out. Aw.
You're sweet.
We appreciate you, Bart Simpson. I'm so happy you both got to where you are today and are living your best lives. And I hope you guys nothing but happiness. I love this podcast and feel like I've grown alongside you guys. Oh, you're so sweet.
Love it.
So for the question, I'll try to keep this nice and short. Also, sorry for the messy writing. It's late and I'm stuck in bed thinking about this. I, 24 male, have been with my girlfriend, 25 female, for 5 years now. We share the same values and get along well. She's really loving and supportive of everything I do. I've learned so much from her and improved myself immensely during our relationship. Now, when I think about marriage, I still question if she is a good match for me. The first couple of years were great. I had thought than that we were destined to be. However, as time flew, I found myself feeling less genuine about putting effort into the relationship, like taking her out, planning dates, etc. I felt like I was putting in the effort to maintain the relationship, but not for ourselves. Kind of like an obligation or requirement to maintain our relationship, because that's what people in relationships do. As time flew, I feel like we are different people sometimes and wonder what it would be like if I ended up, if I had ended up with someone that is a little bit more like myself, like same interests, hobbies, music tastes, priorities, etc. I don't particularly connect with her sense of humor, and I'm starting to lose interest in her. I know this probably sounds a little superficial. I keep thinking maybe this is what happens when you're together for this long, and I wonder if I was really in love with her or just in love with the idea of love. I keep thinking of the phrase never settle, since she has been my first quote-unquote real girlfriend. She is very lovely, and I'm so incredibly lucky to have dated her. However, for the past year or so, I think I have started to fall out of love. I don't get excited to see her anymore, and dates don't excite me as much as they used to. Again, I'm wondering if this is normal for a relationship. It's in its fifth year. I just simply don't feel satisfied, and I'm unhappy with the current emotional, intellectual connection with her. There are a few times where I convince myself that I do love her, though. I'm always considerate of her and think of her in some situations, like if I'm out shopping, I think my girlfriend would love this, or if something exciting happens to me, I'd want to tell her right away. Though thinking about it, it could be me just being excited and wanting to share, or just wanting to see her happy like I would with a friend. This is still a confusing feeling for me. Here's the kicker, though. She has mental health problems and is really going through it right now more than ever. We had our ups and downs, but I've been supporting her for the whole duration of our relationship thus far. However, in doing so, I feel like I'm obliged to her for emotional support. She doesn't have many friends and has too much anxiety to reach out and speak about her feelings. It pains me to leave such a good person in her current state. I know I shouldn't, but I can't help it. But I also am thinking, would I feel love again in the future as she works on herself and gets better? Is this worth waiting for? Admittedly, as shallow as this is, I was initially attracted to her by her looks, and we got together after 2 dates and 2 weeks of talking. I felt that compared to previous crushes, I felt more emotional connection to them than my current girlfriend. This is what brought up the thought of breaking up. I just don't know how I should feel. Should we break up? She loves me way more than I love her and has her sights on marriage.
Holy fucking meanwhile, shit. Yeah, I think we got an answer for you already.
Like, yeah, like what? Well, let me give you. People need to talk this stuff out. It's almost done.
Hold on.
Meanwhile, I feel like I went into this relationship too fast and stayed because I have a tendency to try and make everything work until exhaustion. Overall, I'm just unsatisfied with this relationship with no fault to my girlfriend and keep wondering if I should be with somebody else who will connect with me better. Sorry if this message was lengthy. I'm still new to relationships. This is my first serious relationship and find myself asking, what is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Hope you guys can help. P.S. If you have time, what's your favorite Eminem line? Mine are personally, I shout with the slang, simple as ABCs, skip over the D's and rock the microphone with these. This is from Infinite. Yes, I know.
Oh, my God.
It's the 313 song.
First of all, this was not a short. This was not short. You did not try to keep this short.
I just remembered I was absent-minded. Wait, I mean, I've lost my mind. God. I can't find it.
I'm done. Put it down.
Thank you, Bart Simpson.
Holy shit, Bart Simpson. That was not brief. Yeah. I love you. That was not brief.
That's true.
Okay.
It's a little repetitive, but you remind me so much of me, actually.
Yeah, me too.
So much of
In
me.
In the worst way. No, it's fine. No, look. Let me give you a piece of advice that a bunch of my friends used to tell my friend Joe before he ended up breaking up with his girlfriend and improving his life like fucking 7 times. This is normal. Suffer.
Relationships
this
are work,
This is what a relationship
bro.
Is, bro.
Everybody falls out of love. You know, love is just a chemical connection and it fades over time.
Yeah, fuck you.
You know, as people grow older, they stop being attracted to each other.
Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Fuck you.
It's not true.
Don't, just because you're in the bucket, don't pull me in.
But I'm surprised you used Joe as an example because this is exactly the same exact age and the same exact time frame of me and my previous 5-year relationship.
I wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
I was there for this one.
Okay, but I've talked about it a lot, but it was the exact same feelings. And there's a couple of things going on here. One, you change a lot during this period of time. From 18 to 25, you are different people. You're figuring out who you are. And so it's very normal that if you started a relationship at 18, 19 years old, that by the time you're in your mid-20s, yeah, you don't have the same interests anymore. Yeah, maybe the reason you got with them was superficial and now you're realizing maybe I want a deeper connection if I'm going to marry someone forever, you know? And all those questions are normal. And especially, I don't know if you brought this up, but the fear of, well, they understand me and like I have love for them. I'm just not in love with them. You know, will I ever find someone that understands me the way that they do? Or
it's fear
whatever.
Of missing out. Like you're worried but about can you upgrade?
I promise you, bro, I promise you that you don't have to settle. You don't. You just don't. And even if they're in a mental health state, this is exactly how my ex-boyfriend was. I felt the same way, like, yeah. Where I was like, he's like depressed. He's
I was
he's,
there
like,
with the high school girlfriend.
Melancholy. He's like, he's...
Melancholy?
He's tried to attempt suicide before.
Is that a Pokemon?
Get lost. I read books more than I talk.
Melancholy.
I read books more than I talk.
Melancholy evolves into melancholy, though.
What?
At level 12. It sounds like a fucking Pokemon.
Eat my asshole, Green.
I will.
Literally eat it.
I will.
You've
I
never have, but now you will.
I plan to. We'll do it in a jacuzzi. Okay. So here's the thing, right? Yes, it's time to dump her. That list was miserable.
Dump sounds so mean.
Well, what's
part
the...
ways.
Oh, please. Yeah, it's time to part ways because you gave us a list of like every you basically she just has to clock in and you're like, oh, you're, like I see stuff at the mall and I'm like, oh, she would like that.
Your list is valid. I think he said superficial so much, but it's not superficial.
It's not exactly.
It's the opposite of superficial.
It's,
actually
it's not.
You're
trying to justify shit.
You're so young and this is 5 years in, and if you're talking about marriage, you know, what are you gonna do 15 20 30 40 years down the line? If you're bored now and you don't connect now, you think this is going to get better because you locked in a legal contract
exactly,
with her?
Dude,
no,
holy
bro,
shit.
It's going to get so much worse. You do not want to do that to yourself. Like anyone listening that you're going through that, like, oh, they care about me. I care about them. Who gives a shit? You'll find someone that cares about you and that you care about, that you connect to.
You care about people even when you have to end friendships or relationships. Like,
yeah.
It's, you're a human being, but you still have to do what's right for you. That's the whole
thing. I felt like this person was a family member to me, and it sucked because I still wanted them in my life, but they were in love with me still, and I was not in love with them still. I cared about them, but I wasn't in love with them, and it's sad, but it's like...
You can't suffer through it.
Yeah.
Good God.
Yeah, you can't. Honestly, the minute...
Because it'll come to a head one day, and you'll treat them like shit then, trust me. So you might as well... Just do the thing now and be honest with them so they can move on too.
Yeah, and it was this thing with like where I was when I wasn't with them, I would try to do the same thing where I would try to like miss them and I would like, you know, I'd kind of like work it up in my head like, okay, when they come home, you know, yeah, I'm gonna kiss them and I'm gonna, and like, yeah, we'll have a little moment, like a romantic moment. Maybe I'll be attracted to them, like, and then we'll have sex or something. And they get home and immediately I'm just repulsed. Like, yeah. I don't want to. I'm like trying to get myself to be in that space again, and I can't. But I've never had that with Steve, and we've been. I was actually worried. I was like, okay, is this normal for 5 years? Because that's my only experience with being in a relationship for 5 years. And so when we started to get around 5 years together, I was like, am I gonna like fall? No.
Yeah, no.
No, we've been together 9 years now.
It's not over, for the cameras.
Over 9 years
it's
now.
It's not a fucking meme.
And I cannot fucking wait to hang out
Same.
With this guy.
I can't wait to check in on something.
I got mad at him yesterday because we didn't get to hang out. And I was like, I wanted to tell you things. I missed you. And like, we see each other every fucking day.
Every day.
And I was like,
it's so silly.
I cannot wait to see him. When I kiss him, it feels like
Magic.
Butterflies, electricity,
Magic.
Just like when we first started dating. And people are like, yeah, but you guys have something rare or whatever. I don't know. I don't know if it's rare or if people just don't give themselves the chance
That's
to find it.
That's what I think it is.
That's what I think it is,
and
too.
Yeah, you know, you like to think it's rare and all this nice stuff and things.
Like,
but
oh, it's movie theater, like a Cinderella story.
It's not a movie theater thing. It's that we worked on it, man. We worked on it because the movie sucked at first, right? So, like, you know, we had to find each other and we had to know how to talk to each other. And it got so easy to talk to Nikki and like to understand what Nikki means. Like,
yeah, once you understand the intentions and motives behind the
and
person,
you're rooting for your partner.
And but like when we say work, okay, like, cause it's like, well, why would you try to make something work where like if it sucked in the beginning, like why did you even try? And it's like,
cause the
we
ups
had
were
this
so good.
We had a connection.
Yeah.
And that part, I feel like that underlying connection part is the stuff people are missing when mm-hmm. they're talking about what you're talking about. It's like you have all the other stuff. Oh yeah, you could talk to each other easy. Oh, you could like understand each other. Cool. But like you don't have that like connection. Can't wait to fucking see that person.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
nobody makes me laugh like her. Like yeah. Nobody, like it's the sense of humor. Like you just said, sense of humor's that's
you don't
big,
have,
bro.
Yeah, it's big.
You know, looks fade, things fade. Like you gotta have fun with them in your life.
It's got to be like literally like your best friend.
Yeah.
People,
legit.
It's, people
it's so
say,
corny, but marry your best exactly, friend. Marry but best you should. Friend. You really should.
Yeah, really. Because when all your friends are busy with their spouses or like, you know, whatever, you're moving, you're yeah. whatever. This is like the constant in your life. That's like it. If you're not having fun with your constant, you're going to have a fucking miserable life. It's going to be stuck. It's going to suck.
Exactly.
That's why so many people want to get away from their spouses all the time. They always want to go on, you know, boys trips or girls trips or whatever. Not I don't here. Know. I don't. I love hanging out with him.
The idea, even during our bachelor and bachelorette parties, we were split up and I just wanted to fucking hang with her because we were in Vegas and I was so excited. But yeah.
They tried to crash our party.
Oh, I definitely crashed your party. I had no shame about it too. I'm like, yeah, we're crashing it, guys. I'm like, no offense, guys, but you're a bunch of squares. So let's go see what the girls are doing. And I love those boys, but yeah. Hope that answers your question.
Yeah, I think it's very obvious. I think you just needed to talk it out, honestly. Yeah. Like
you know what to do.
Your gut knows what to do.
Yeah.
And it'll get better, and you'll feel this sense. I think you'll feel relieved.
You will.
And you'll feel this sense of like getting to figure out what you like and what you're stimulated by on your own without somebody else, and then the perfect person like. It's almost like you attract them through knowing who you are.
Yeah, getting a better sense of self will bring you the better reflection.
And this relationship wasn't a waste. You learned a lot from being in this relationship. It's your first serious relationship. It's not a throwaway. It's not a like...
But that's what people do, though. They go,
yeah.
Well, I'm in this serious relationship. And it's like, wow, it's not going to get much better than this, is it? And then they just go down that fucking path.
I've already been in it for 5 years.
And they're the people who are advising my bud, like, no, like, dude, the misery is like fucking like tight, kind of.
Yeah, and like working through it though, you get moments of like really fun times. Yeah, which should be the opposite ratio.
It's great.
You have moments of like rough patches, but most of it is really fun.
It's like
times.
Think of it like a house. Like sometimes you got to get the roof fixed, and it's like, no, the relationship is not like a fucking house.
If it's like a house, the foundation's fucked right now. Like, just get a new house, bro.
Exactly.
She's like, you're not gonna get it. It's a negative investment at this point. So
good.
Anyway, just, you know, try to do it graciously. Let her know how much she means to you. And it's going to hurt her, of course. But I think ripping the Band-Aid off is better than like a slow over time. You know, it's not fair to her either. You Amen. Knowing you're not in love with a person that's way more in love with you. You're kind of like having a grasp on their happiness, too.
So Amen.
I think you should let it go graciously. And on that note, we are going to have a break. Just like you should.
That's right.
Break up.
Oh, I like that.
And we'll be right back. Buy whatever we tell you to buy.
Yes, please.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing, to the weird, to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
These days, you can't go anywhere on the internet without running into the most horrible takes.
You know, your good old-fashioned homophobes, or your self-proclaimed alpha males, who are writing two-page articles titled, How to Score the Perfect Female in 10 Days.
If you are just as sick of these outdated takes as we are, you will love our podcast, Outspoken, hosted by me, Sam Collins, and my incredible partner, Shannon.
We are an LGBT couple who have seen it all, been called it all, and are ready to take on the never-ending world of outrageous online opinions.
Each week, we bring you the most ridiculous videos, hot takes, and hellbent news we come across on the internet.
So come laugh with us as we dismantle outdated ideologies and tear apart the most confident idiots on the internet on our podcast, Outspoken.
You can follow and listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you are listening right now.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to, like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Like, listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show.
And we're back. Hopefully you enjoyed your little break, as I know we did, because we didn't have one.
No, we never really do get an actual break. It's sort of a lie and a meme.
We lie to you.
And a bit. We sort of just go right back into it.
We go right back into
the episode. We're almost in, if you even watch the show, we're in the same positions. Like, we didn't really move.
Exactly the same. Anyway.
3 seconds went by.
Our next, oh, by the way, let me just remind you, if you would like to submit a question, podcast@nikki.limo. We will read them. We accept compliments as payment. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. This one's titled, Ghosting Problems. Please help, all caps.
Oh, no.
Hey, Nikki and Steve, love the podcast and love the unprofessional advice you give, LOL. You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I admire your relationship and hope to have what you guys have one day. Aw, thank you. We just talked about relationship stuff. Okay.
We can go on.
We're perfect. Just kidding. I'll try to keep this short. So I've been on and off talking to this guy since April. We've had 4 dates over the course of the last 5 months spread out. Very spread out. Wow. Yeah. 4 dates in 5 months. Wow.
Okay. That is insane.
They've all gone really well. He's super sweet to me in person and is so fun and easy to talk to. We have great banter and he's really fun to joke around with. We always have a good time. So now let's get into the problem, LOL. So like I said, we've only been on a few dates. In the beginning, we talked very frequently and very flirty. After our second date, he started to distance himself a little and seemed not to show as much interest. About a week after, not right after the date, which I was a little hurt by, but when I expressed to him, he assured me that that was not the case, and he's just been struggling mentally and doesn't really know how to handle it. Unhappy with his job and just overall unhappy with his life, basically.
And then he said, are you free anytime after December 15th?
Exactly.
Like, what the fuck is going on?
He told me the last thing he wants is for me to take it personally. He would then stop answering me for weeks at a time to where I feel like I'm being ghosted, but then boom, he'll text me out of nowhere and act as if he never left.
Because he works on an oil rig? Is he a deep sea fisherman?
Right? He would be sweet to me, and then once I would suggest us hanging out, he would not answer. Uh-oh, girl. Okay.
What the fuck?
And then maybe respond a couple days later, again as if nothing was suggested about hanging out. Seemingly uninterested, but recently he popped back up and opened up a little more about his depression, and he doesn't understand why he can't be consistent with me, and he told me he really does enjoy himself when he's with me. By the way, we haven't had sex, just a fun little makeout sesh, LOL. I feel like that's important info because sex could be a reason he would be reaching out, but that hasn't even happened yet. So we hung out again, and it was totally normal and fun, but he started to drop off again, and I guess my question is it even worth it? I stress about him a lot because I obviously like him, but I can't help but feel like I might be romanticizing him in my head. I'm very attracted to him, and I think he has a great personality, but I really don't know too much about him as we've only met a few times in person. The feeling of being rejected by him causes me great anxiety, and it's been putting a lot on me mentally. I just feel terrible about myself every time he doesn't answer me, even though he might not be meaning for it to be malicious. But I truly can't help but to answer when he finally does reach out, and because he's not my boyfriend, and in theory he doesn't owe me anything, I don't give him a hard time for his lack of communication. Girl, it doesn't matter if he's
what
not your boyfriend.
What the fuck, exactly?
It's human decency. It's just that the back and forth is mind-fucking me a
bit. Yes.
I definitely feel like I may have just answered my final question. But any advice from you guys is much appreciated. Thank you. Please keep me anonymous. Sorry if this was all over the place. The situation is a bit hard to explain.
No, this was great. Very nice.
It's okay, floofy do.
Very nice and concise.
Yeah.
By the way, Bart Simpson, chill out. I was just fucking around. But yeah, it was long. Anyway, dude, you know this is fucked up.
This is bad.
This is fucked up. Like, it doesn't matter. There's no titles yet. Like, I don't want to be a weirdo and like be like, but I need to see you more and there's no titles. Dude, 4 dates in 5 months. Is this a title of a fucking blog?
Right.
Like, who does this except for like some BuzzFeed reporter who's like, I just thought I'd do like an experiment, like 4 dates in 5 months. Like, what's going to happen?
Like, if this is just a casual thing, like you enjoy someone's company and it's like you're thinking of him as like a friend that you kind of like hook up with when you do see each other, fine. But if you're thinking about this as like someone you could potentially date or take seriously or, you know, be a long term thing, fuck no. What person would you allow to treat you like this? You know, like that's not someone that you should.
Yeah, but Nikki, when he picks me up, it's great.
And he opens up about his depression. Okay, fine.
So what?
People have depression and still are not rude or, you know.
Yeah, treating you like shit and then going, sorry, I have depression. It's like, yeah, red flag city, like, brother.
Okay, depression is like, look, if I have depression, right? But it's like, yeah, sometimes I can be, it seems rude, like if I don't respond to people, but those are going to be people that are like that, people that understand me, you know, like that those are the people I keep in my life or people that I like, I feel like I can be my most authentic self with. And then later I'm like, hey, I'm so sorry. I just like was going through it that day. And like, I'm sorry I took so long to respond, but I don't leave them hanging for a month, you know, like,
and you're not dating them.
And I'm not dating them. Exactly. If it was, if it's a romantic situation and I've only seen them, like, you're essentially a stranger that I'm interested in, right? If I'm really interested in you, I want you to know that I'm interested in you. Right. I'm not going to leave you hanging for a month.
It's like, hey, this is how I express interest. I don't really talk to you very much. It's like,
it seems like you're the girl who he goes to, like, where he's like, ah, shit, I was a shitty person when I was in my depression funk. I feel bad about leaving this girl hang. Okay, I'll hit her up. Okay. And then you hang out and you have an okay time, but it's like he doesn't seem like he's like super wanting to pursue you as a romantic interest. And I know that sucks. You said you don't want to feel rejected by him, but you are being rejected. You're currently actively being rejected by him.
Constantly.
And you're like prolonging it. You know, this is a guy.
And you're enabling it.
He's using it as a placeholder. Like when he's truly interested in someone, he will actually ghost you. Like, you won't hear from him again because, like, you're just like in between whenever he doesn't have something to do that day.
That's right.
I guess
that's what it sounds like.
Once every 5 weeks.
Do we know for a fact? No, but that's why it doesn't matter, because it's how you're being treated.
Yeah.
That's all.
So it could be
fucking 10,000 reasons why, you know, mentally why you can't do all this stuff. That doesn't matter because you're still feeling bad about it. Like, if you were like, hey, I actually don't really need hang out with people that much, Steve and Nikki, and like, once a month is fine by me. And
yeah,
but that's not how it is with you.
No, so, you feel ghosted and you feel a lot of anxiety from it, right?
That's not cool.
That's a natural feeling to have when you're interested in somebody and they leave you hanging. Especially if I text Steve and I'm like, hey, you want to hang out? And then I don't hear from him at all. Crickets. Yeah. And then 3 weeks later, he's like, hey, so I just saw a movie. What do you think about this Hocus Pocus 2? And did you like it? It's like he didn't even acknowledge that.
I didn't like it.
He didn't say, he didn't answer my question about wanting to hang out. He didn't acknowledge it. And then I'm just supposed to suck it up. Like, you didn't even, okay. Like,
yeah, dude.
And you say like, oh, like it's suspicious if you guys have had sex, because then it's like he's only hitting you up for sex. And so you know that it can't be that.
It's pretty legit, actually.
It's actually because you've only made out that he kind of friend zoned you.
Yeah.
Like you're kind of like a romantic friend zone. Like
you're a fun hang.
Yeah, you're a fun hang.
Sometimes.
Maybe it's not, sex isn't expected at all, but like, it's like, whatever, like I can just hang out with this girl. There's no obligations. You've let it be very like non-committal. So
you're like, Steve, it's cool. Cause he takes me to Chili's, and like, he says he doesn't just take any girl to Chili's.
Yeah. That is special.
That would be special. Actually, I take it back if that's the case.
I've only taken you Chili's once.
I know. It's
that special.
You used to work there and you used to talk a big game about all the different stuff at Chili's. You never took me there once.
Except for once. told you I couldn't eat anything on the menu.
You did tell me that.
I would order from the kids' menu.
Good thing for both of us that I don't like chili.
By the way, Chili's hack, if you don't like anything on the menu and someone takes you there, there's like a portobello mushroom burger you can get. There's like these bean burgers that are pretty good too that aren't really on the menu.
Oh, by the way, actually, you know what?
And the fries are really good.
I'm pretty trash. I like the chips and salsa, even though they give you like barely a fucking little ketchup cup of it.
It's literally all grease.
I'm talking about the chips. Salsa.
But the chips are like all grease.
Well, yeah, those chips aren't my favorite. But no,
you know they're 900 calories a basket?
That's insane. I don't eat there. I haven't in a while. But dude, giving someone a little tiny little saucer of just salsa is fucked up with like 3,000 chips around it.
Believe me, I was so annoyed about that as a server because you know how every time you go by a table, they're like, can we get some more salsa?
Yeah, every time.
Every fucking time.
Every time.
So annoying.
But they just want you to fill up on them chips right there.
Yeah.
You know they do.
Mm-hmm. And those chips are high calorie.
Yeah, bro. Anyway. Not worth it either.
Anyway, so
what should we get dessert at Chili's?
I think as long as you're allowing this kind of energy in your life where you're like waiting on this guy's responses and stuff, you are kind of blocking yourself subconsciously from someone that does treat you the way you want to be treated. Because you're basically like saying out energetic subconsciously that like, this is okay.
Yeah.
Like this is how I... I'm okay being treated in a romantic sense.
And when you pick me up, I'm going to be chill about it. I'm chill girl.
Yeah.
I'm chill girl because I know I'm not
your
girlfriend.
And I'm so chill, and that's why this situation works for me. And so, like,
and guess what? You're going to get treated like it. You're going to get treated like the chill girl.
She's cool with that, I guess. Okay. Yep. So we'll keep giving her more of that. Like, cut it off. No.
No.
We don't like him.
Yep.
Break up. It's not a real relationship, but still. Break up. What?
You can't push the breakup button if they're not together.
I didn't push it. I just said it myself.
Okay, good. Mark, don't
break up.
That feels like cheating, but all right.
It's a hack,
I guess.
Life hack.
Break a button hack.
Break a button hack. All right. Well, thank you for your question. I'm sorry to be so
good luck out there.
Hard on you. I feel like I just was like I'm like an older sister that just wants to.
Sometimes we got to coach you guys up.
Want you to be happy.
Sometimes we got to coach you guys up. And
it's
sometimes,
tough love.
Yeah, to coach you up, we got to be tough on you.
Yeah, but you'll be happier. I swear. If you grow from it. It's great. Okay. This question is titled, You Lied. You Are Professionals.
Okay.
Mid-long message. I'm sorry. Canide is...
Maybe Canada?
Look at this. You read it.
Okay, I'm going to read it.
Okay.
I think it's just this person's name.
Okay.
That's what you were reading. So it says, You Lied. You Are Professionals. Mid-long message. I'm sorry. Hey, Ice, NFT,
but
Lord.
They put the kind ideas. But I'm just saying that's what was written. That's what was written.
They say it's kind is their name. So
well, how do you know it's their name?
Because it says it in their fucking email.
Well, okay. I know. I saw that part. But why they put it right after the first sentence?
I think they're just trying to say like how to pronounce it.
Okay.
So I just
did. Okay, give me my phone back. Fine. I'll read it. All right. Kind is. Hey, Ice NFT Lord and Ice Blocker.
I'm not very good at NFTs, but thank you. Breaker. I am quite good at crypto, but not NFTs.
Break ice, I don't block it. I'm at work right now hanging off the side of a building 3 stories up. Holy shit. So not enough time to compliment. So feel free to not keep me anonymous, but make up 2 amazing compliments for each other for me. Okay, so like...
Nikki
I've owned Steve for
ass.
So long, and he has a fantastic ass.
Fantastic ass.
Steve's ass is so fantastic, I can't believe Nikki has not seen it
very often. She got into a jacuzzi today, and I quite enjoyed it.
You saw?
Of course I did. I always wait for it. Of course.
At my butt.
I wait for the disrobement. I wait for it.
Well, I'm going to do it even more alluring next time, as if nobody's watching. I didn't know you were watching.
You're such
a perv.
You're like, oh, can you go get my notebook? I'm like, yeah, sure. And then I just fucking wait around the corner and I'm like, ha.
And you brought me the wrong notebook. Like an idiot.
You have so many fucking journals. I'm like, whatever.
That's a notebook.
Ugh.
I have one journal. Okay, question. I've been making music for 12 years now. Wow, that's a long time. 27 songs deep, and I've found the reassurance that my music is good. Good for you.
Let's go.
Only problem is I've had a very hard time locking down a fan base. I've put a long time into Instagram/TikTok and some time into vlogging and still have had little luck. Do you have any tips on getting to the people that need your content? My niche is hopeful romanticism and mastering your emotion. How do I get the fans that would benefit from my music and short form content? Y'all are everything I wish I had as a teen trying to figure out life. Thank you. I adore the love you two share and hope to one day find the same. P.S. If you're ever bored and want to see the content, my main focus to push my music is TikTok now. TikTok. Oh, that's why it was spelled like that, because it's their TikTok.
Okay,
name.
So the first thing you're going to do is change your fucking name.
Yeah, that's a hard name
to remember. Name to say out loud, hard name to read, hard
the
name.
Branding. So when I first started as a stand-up, it's still Nikki Limos Nero.
Yeah.
And it always got botched. People couldn't pronounce it. People would spell it wrong. I couldn't be Googled because it was always misspelled in everything that I was in.
Exactly.
So I simplified. Chopped it to Nikki Limo, not because of like cultural stuff where I was like, you know, trying to be more appealing, but just simply because branding wise, people just could not find me.
That's it.
They could not remember my name. They'd be like, what's her like Nikki? It was like, I don't know. I want to book her, but I don't know how to find her because I can't remember her last name.
Dude,
Nikki
Limo. I got to spell your name like that, like what you just sent me. Which, by the way, is your name, and yes.
You don't have to change it.
But you should.
But, you, I mean, like.
Because if I have to spell that shit in a Google, are you kidding me, bro?
I will never remember it. Unless you put it into some sort of, like, catchy thing that I can remember.
Yes, make it something alliteration-wise that people can, like, it stands out to people in some way.
And I'm sorry to say that. Because, I mean, there's tons of people with complicated last names that make it. Like, Arnold Schwarzenegger or whatever. Like, there's people that have.
Dude, Timmy D changed his name later. I'm just saying sometimes,
yeah,
you're not going to, you know, unless you're going to be Arnold or whatever and just pave your own fucking path no matter the fuck what, and every room you walk into, you're a steamroller.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to go, okay, well, yeah, this isn't easy for people. Let's
make
this. Give
yourself a cool nickname.
Yeah, let's make this easy. Let's make it as easy as possible. And look, does that mean like this is a fucking piece of advice for everybody in the world? No, I'm just saying like maybe this would help
you. If you're having trouble with branding,
yes,
and people exactly. finding you, this might be it. It might not be, but it might be it. And dude, it's worth like looking into.
Just making it easy on people.
Yeah.
Right? And you asked me, bro. Okay, you asked me. So that's...
Yeah,
that's...
and this is unprofessional advice, even though you say that we are professionals.
Yes. Second piece of advice I would say is... You know, you want to get your music out there, right? So, like, you're already doing the right thing. Being on TikTok is really smart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, being on there is smart. And maybe, you know, maybe you'll already get some exposure from that. But then you just got to make sure that people connect you with your music.
And also, I want you to remember that it's not, like, a job where the amount of time you put into it, you're guaranteed that back. Like sometimes you like are trying hitting your head up against the fucking wall, and then something randomly goes viral, and then all of a sudden it's easy mode and people find your content because they subscribed to you because they found you through that viral
and that
thing.
It doesn't matter what the fuck
and
your name
it
is
just, yeah, exactly, it doesn't matter what your name is. And also it doesn't, it's different for everybody. It's like some people go viral 3 videos in, some people go viral after 5 years, but it doesn't matter as long as you love what you're doing and are continuously looking for ways to improve it. I think you're in the right mindset right now of like, what can I be doing differently? Like what?
Yes,
maybe
great.
It's your thumbnails. Maybe it's consistency. Maybe it's you're jumping all over the place and you're not staying to one niche. Maybe it's your SEO. Maybe you need to collaborate with people that are in the same niche as you so that you can cross promote each other and people can find you. Anything you could do to collaborate with people is super key too, because people want to find, like, you when you like a certain type of music, a certain artist, you like want to find other people that sound like that, because artists aren't always putting out albums all the time, you know, like sometimes they go a 6-month stretch and you're like, I want more new music that is in the same type of vein. So people want that and they seek that. So the more you can collaborate and put yourself into groups, you know, network with other musicians and stuff that are in that same group, I think that you will naturally start to see an increase in eyeballs that are on you, and then you have something go viral. But enjoy the process of, you know, the slow build while you're
waiting. You should be thankful you live in a unique time where you can just record your shit easily, like using a phone now.
You can
put your shit on TikTok like right the fuck away.
Mm-hmm.
And like if you keep and stay consistent, please stay consistent. Consistency is the key, especially to that platform. You got to be consistent. Yeah. You got to be plugging and plugging and plugging away at it.
I know 20 years ago, you had to go to a record label.
Yeah.
You had to go through, like, it was hard to get people to, people were handing out CDs on corners, you know?
Dude, even doing my videos and stuff, I remember there were some where I'm like, man, this is my favorite video, but I am hitting my days. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I'm hitting my days, and that's what matters the most, is that you're consistently providing. So that you're keeping yourself out there. So please make sure to keep it to consistency. Don't let perfection be the enemy of the good, right? Like, just make sure that you're putting your stuff out there. And it's still you. It's your works, mm-hmm. right? Also, bro, doing the fucking what everyone else is doing of the day thing grows you quickly on that.
Yeah, like
that
trending
platform.
Stuff. Trending if you can stuff. Take a trend and make it align with your voice and what you do,
yeah,
like you, that helps a
it
lot.
Helps a hell of a yeah. ton. You'll go it'll just work faster for you, especially if you have something like to show for yourself.
Yeah,
seen it a million times, so
keep doing it. Creative fields are not linear. They're not like traditional jobs where like I worked at this place for 5 years and so I get a promotion now. Like, it's not like that.
There's not one way to do it.
It's like, I worked here for 6 months and I went to the top and then I went back down and then I didn't work for 4 years and then all of a sudden I started getting consistent again. It's like such a weird...
Dude, I know people who ran coffee for YouTubers and now they're bigger than the old YouTubers. Yeah. They were with. I mean, you just don't know how what you're in is going to be, but then you get inspired and you do your thing and it's awesome.
I remember certain YouTubers that showed up to our like Totally Sketch meetups. Yeah. And then they were fans.
Yep.
And then their channel blew up to like millions and millions and millions.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you just like, it's just like there's no one right way in this field.
There is no one right way.
So that's why it's even more important that you enjoy what you do.
I made Philip DeFranco change his name. I was like, your name's whack.
You made him.
His real name is, I don't know if people know this.
Sexy Phil.
No, it's Xander Kolfus. And I was like, that's not, it doesn't work.
I thought his first name was Sexy.
Oh, yeah. When he started. Yeah. But yeah, I was like, Xan.
Yeah.
You gotta fucking get real about your name, dude.
You need something catchy. So, you know, you could say something in the beginning like, time to get filled it. You know, something like.
Yeah, yeah. That's what we came up with.
Yeah, we came up with that.
Yeah.
So.
By the way, he sucks at fantasy football, just FYI.
He really does.
And he offers bad trades.
Just putting it on the record
bad
right
trades.
Now. Bad trades.
Bad, horrible trades.
Terrible manager.
Exactly.
Terrible. But
thank you.
Great, catchy name. Catchy name.
You're welcome.
So
there you go.
Work on your name. You know? That's all it takes.
Work on your fucking name. Spend money on your name. Work on your name. Do nothing but work on your name.
I will say, when you have a complicated name, it's easy to get your domain name.
Hey, that's a fact.
Because nobody wants it. I also, I was able to get Nikki.limo. Because they made a .limo.
Oh, yeah.
And isn't that's so random to me.
Do you remember that guy who sat on my StephenComedy.com?
Yeah.
He's sitting on it for years and this guy's like,
sell it to you.
This guy's trying to sell it to me. He's like, okay, 10 grand, okay, 5 grand, okay, 3 grand. And I'm like, bro, you don't know who the fuck you're talking to. I'm like, I will literally never have a website.
Yeah.
Just because you're doing this to me, I will never have a fucking website. And like, he eventually got so begging to me. He's like, please, man, come on. Oh, you know, I have to pay so much money to fucking hold on to this thing. He's paying like 50 bucks a year or whatever. And he finally gave up. And
yeah.
Now I have my website.
Do you really?
I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
What?
Yeah, I have my domain now. Fuck that
but
guy.
But you don't even do anything.
I waited him out. Well, we'll see what happens now. I have a fucking huge library just chilling there.
Also, I just feel like you should come up with a more creative name for a website than Steve Green Comedy.
I probably should, but now I have it, so now you can't wait that long.
So
and then
now
not
we're
use
paying
it.
50 bucks a year. Suck a dick.
Suck a dick, bitch. But hey, that guy thought he could wait me out. You can't wait the ice man out. I will fucking freeze under the ice, dude.
That's true.
Yep. If the take me out with blow dryers.
The most stubborn person I have ever met in my
damn
life.
Damn right.
My parents told me that I was the most stubborn person, and then I met Steve, and I was like, guys, I found one better.
I agree that I'm the most stubborn person, but you are the second most stubborn person.
I might be the second most stubborn
I think
person.
You are. But maybe. But honestly, once you get to the point where you really love your person, even when they're being like shitty stubborn, you just kind of love them more for it. It's fucking weird.
It's because like you know them.
Yeah,
like,
you know them.
You know
so
when
like,
you're watching a show that you really like, and like
and the character, the does character what you want
does
them
what
to
you
do.
Think they're gonna do. Yeah,
it's the best.
It's because you know that character and they're like acting in alignment of what you know about them, and it's like even when it's annoying, you're like, I fucking love them. Whatever.
Exactly. It's stupid. So stupid. Like when Joe pees all over a couch, we're like, oh, I fucking love him.
Joe's one of our cats. Not our friend Joe, who we were talking about earlier.
No, but
it's pretty funny to think that like that we have a friend funny. Named Joe that
and he just comes over and pees in our house.
Our couch.
Well, if I have to say, if there was a friend of mine at all who just comes randomly over and pees on my couch,
it would be
I think
Joe.
Everyone would agree it's Joe.
Probably, yes.
In a way that makes people go, oh, that's kind of
funny.
Didn't
he shit in Bart's bush one time?
Yeah, he's all kinds
he,
of
he like really had to shit. Go and like they weren't home, and so there's like doorbell ring footage of him taking a shit in his bushes.
And the best part is that he probably just added more fertilizer, something Bart already did.
Yeah.
Like months prior, I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Knowing these cats.
Well, anyway, thank you for writing, everybody. If yes. you would like us to answer one of your questions.
podcast@nikki.limo.
That is it.
L-I-M-O.
And check out our sponsors. It really helps the support the show. And
check out our Patreon.
Check out our Patreon.
Helps the show a lot. And also, guys, please take care of yourselves out there.
Take care of yourselves.
I know that we all have just, you know, taken a lot of time recently, like gone through a bunch of shit as a world, but
as a world
let's take care of ourselves a little bit better.
Yeah,
I think if you can focus on you, that really is something that you can control, and it's kind of feels good. So there you go.
I love that.
Talk to you soon.
Don't do drugs.
Oh, I love that.
Unless they're the hallucinogens, I don't count those.
Yeah, the plants don't.
Yeah,
count.
The mushrooms, the plants don't. The DMTs.
If it can grow, it doesn't count. If it has to be synthesized,
yeah,
that's worth it.
Agreed. See you next week. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.